Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com. You can log on and see what's going on there. There is a project, a video or a film project being undertaken by our next guest to help the healing at Columbine. There is going to be a video released, and I'm not quite sure. I don't understand this, but it's called the Columbine video. Do you know what I'm talking about, Mike? It's the video of a video that shows the school, footage from the school in the aftermath, and it's from the school's cameras, right? In the aftermath of that horrible event over a year ago. And also from the police helicopters and from the news helicopters. Now, my understanding is there's no actual violence being committed. It simply shows the aftermath, those heart-rending scenes that everybody saw. And it is a, you know, it's a rough thing to watch, I would imagine. It's going to go on sale to the public for $25 a copy. Now, somebody said to me, well, it's a good training film for police. Now, they've put metal music to this. There's like, it's got a pretty harsh soundtrack. And they said, well, they're going to use it as a training film for police officers, which sounds okay to me. But why they're selling it to the general public? Well, you know, there's sick bastards everywhere. Somebody wants to see it. That's fine, too, I guess. This guy that we have on, Chris Norton, he lives in Redondo Beach. He is a you're a pharmaceutical salesman, Chris?
That's correct, Mr. Henry. Right now I do pharmaceutical sales for Redco Corporation in Redondo Beach, but I am also a partner in a kind of a Zonic erotic entertainment film corporation called Huge Enterprises.
And it's called Huge Enterprises?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Now, your idea is to do a Columbine video as well, correct? But with a slightly different angle?
Well, I'd heard about this film that they're making, or this film that they're putting out, and I followed the story, and I thought that that is a school, and those are young people who could use some healing and could use some good feeling and something that doesn't... I'm sorry. I'm very nervous.
You're doing fine. Something that doesn't exploit the violence.
Yes, sir. That's right. At Huge Enterprises, what we are proposing is to promote healing, and I don't think enough of that has been done. Our idea is revolutionary.
Now we need to also tell the audience that Huge Enterprises, your company, is an adult film production company.
That's correct. And before people start to form some preconceived notions about Huge Enterprises, yes, we do adult films, do exotic and erotic entertainment, and it is adult in nature, but never before in the history of adult film business has a project been put together and a film been put together that combines aspects of the adult film business and exotic film business with an artistic effort at healing the horror that a lot of people live through.
And okay, the footage that's being released, this movie that's going on sale, is there a name for this movie, Mike, that's being put out by the...
We have...
Not you. I'm talking about the Columbine video that's being released, just showing all of the school camera stuff. Not that was reported. All right, so this is being released this week sometime for $25 a copy. You guys knew about that, and you want to do something different.
We want the healing to begin. The film I propose is one in which our actors... And we have some great ones, and I do some performing myself, Phil, because not only do I produce, but I also do some exotic and erotic performances in the movies. We have some great people. We have Steve Steele.
Now, are these well-known names in the adult film trade?
Yes, sir, they are. And we're very proud to have very, very beautiful, and very sexy, and very hot Cindy. S-I-N-D-E-E is Cindy, and she's very, very hot. We also have Amanda Cave, Dreamweaver, and we got some studs and some good-looking studs who I think are going to help. And it's not just about sex. It's about love, and it's about trying to promote the healing.
Well, you mentioned you have Steve Steele, and who else?
I will be performing. My stage name is Chris Woodman, or Christopher Woodman.
So your name is Chris Norton, and your stage name is Christopher Woodman?
Yes, sir. And I know it sounds kind of funny, but everybody...
I know. In your business, in the adult business, everybody's got one of these goofy names. Who else?
Yes, sir. We have John Ass Explorer. Also, a guy by the name of...
John... Wait a second. John Ass Explorer. This is... This is a guy.
Yeah, no, it's a name that you use because it's a marketing tool, and in adult films, you use marketing tools. And
well, I've heard of Johnny the Wad Holmes, right?
John Wad Holmes, right? But there's other guys ever since him. Peter North has also been one of the giants of the biz. You know, there's still a lot of people. I mean, Herschel Savage, you know.
And who else is it? Are these guys in your movie?
No. Those guys are not in our film. We have myself, Christopher Woodman, John Ass Explorer, Ray Spelunker, and Steve Steele.
Okay, so all of these guys are going to be in the film. Tell us what the film is going to be about.
What we propose at Huge Enterprises, Phil, is a film that will take place at Columbine High School in the very rooms where a lot of these terrible things happened. Not only in the cafeteria, but also in the library and in the classrooms where so many students lost their lives. We want to turn that around. Okay, we want to do something that is completely revolutionary for the adult film business, and we think it's very healing. We're going to turn the pain that occurred in those rooms around, and then going to help the people healing by going into these different rooms. We dress in trench coats because part of this is to play off of and kind of satirize, make fun of what happened there. You know, Mr. Henry, you know?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Go ahead. You're going to satirize what happened there.
To make fun of it, you know? Like, look at how stupid those guys were, and look at how stupid they look running through the school with guns and stuff. So we're going to go in there.
Well, not only did they look stupid, it was a horrifying...
No, I know that.
And okay, just so long as you know, you're satirizing it.
Well, yes. The way we're going to comment on it is we're going to go in trench coats. We will invade Columbine with our love guns, our healing love. We're going to dress in trench coats. We break into the school with love guns. One of the guys, I don't know if you're familiar with what a money shot is, but one of the guys' money shots is on a doorknob, and that kind of blasts open the door, you know. And we invade Columbine with love, okay? And we go in, and we spread love through the whole school. We have to clean it up afterwards, but we will...
What do you mean? You're spreading love through the whole school, and you're going to clean it up afterwards?
Well, we'll provide for that. That's what I'm saying. But we do spread love through the whole school. We break into the school with our love guns, we'll get it on in the library, the cafeteria, and on top of a pile of books. Wherever there was death and killing, we will have the healing aspects of love. And, you know, the pile driver, S&M, whatever, but we'll have the healing aspects of it. And we are not wearing any underwear as we go into the school. We get it all, you know, on the video, and we're going to sell it for $50. And we feel that Colin Bone is going to be a, you know, just something.
Wait.
Yes, sir.
What is what's it called?
I'm sorry. I mean the name of the.
Yeah, what's the name of the video?
The working title for it is Column Bone.
Column Bone. All right, and you're going to be spreading love, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll ask you a question here. You're in the adult film business, and
yes, sir, we are.
But you're a rather small company, Huge Enterprises.
We are small, but we're huge, is what we say, and we're getting larger, and we do feel that we have something to offer.
Well, you consider this to be revolutionary, where you are taking adult content and adult-themed films and doing a almost like a documentary or something, right?
Whatever you said, that sounds good to me. I mean, all I'm saying is...
What I'm saying, let me explain to what I'm saying, okay?
Yes, sir.
You guys are going in and you are filming a pornographic film.
Well, we do choose to call it adult film.
Okay, but you're going and you're filming an adult film in the very place where a news story occurred, a horrific, horrible human tragedy occurred, and you're saying that you'll be spreading love.
We want to bring back to Columbine love and healing. What better way to begin healing than with love, okay? And what we do want to do, we are selling the video for $50 a piece, and with some of the proceeds going to children's charity.
Which children's charity?
We would like to give it to the Boys and Girls Club of America, but I don't know. I do make very hot movies, but this is a labor of love, and I have to tell you that we're very proud.
Yeah, I gathered that with what Mike was talking to you. You're very proud because you feel this is a legacy, right?
Mr. Henry, I think that Colin Boney is going to be my legacy. I think that there is adult films. Everybody does them, okay, especially in this town. What we're doing is we are taking a horrible, you know, what you call, you know, how you called it, I forget.
A horrible event?
Yes, sir. And I'm sorry, I'm very nervous.
Okay. You're taking a horrible event.
And we're turning it around in adult ways, okay?
And you're going to call it Colin Bone.
Colin Bone, let the healing begin, right. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The film stars Steve Steele, Amanda Cave, Cindy, Christopher Woodman, Dreamweaver, John Ass Explorer, and Ray Ray Spelunker. And it's called Column Bone, Let the Healing Begin. This is an adult film. You are proposing to film this right on the campus, correct?
Yes, sir, we are. Yes, sir, we are.
Well, good luck, pal, because the school won't let you do it. You know that.
I'm anticipating that, but I feel that if I can at least talk to the authorities in charge and talk to the principal or whatever the people are that run the show and let them know what we want to do, we're going to turn it around. The place needs some healing. It needs some good vibes. And
so in the cafeteria where people lost their lives, you're going to be screwing. Is that it?
Well, you know, that really hurts when you put it like that.
Well, okay, what do you call it?
We are going to be spreading love.
Okay, you're going to be spreading love in the cafeteria, the library, and in the classrooms.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, Chris, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, who appears in the film as Christopher Woodman, Column Bone, Let the Healing Begin. And they propose filming this there at Columbine High School. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry here with Chris Norton. He is a you do pharmaceutical sales. So you're just starting your company, Huge Enterprises, right, Chris?
Well, Huge Enterprises has been around since last summer. We've made some amateur porn, and we're involved in we're just sort of inching our way into professional production. But Huge Enterprises is it's hot. It's going to be one of the hottest adult film production companies around.
And you are proposing a film called Column Bone, where you're going to go into Columbine and shoot a movie, an adult film, and that way there's going to be a lot of love.
Well, I mean, that's what we hope. I mean, I'm just saying it would be, you know, we want to have the healing begin, you know.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Redondo Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, you know, this is ridiculous. This is so out of context that it behooves me that you would even think you could market, whether it be by a charity getting the money or by just anything, starting off your program. I just cannot believe that you would want to just, I'm blown away.
What? I don't understand.
I'm just blown away that this is so out of context. This is an adult industry.
What do you mean it's out of context?
Because it's an adult industry, and you're taking and you're putting an adult industry into an area, first, where tragedy was struck.
Right. Now, let me say, Chris, you consider this a genius move, don't you?
I think it's pure genius, because what we're doing is we're taking adult films, we are moving them into the news documentary arena, and
They're already there. Right now, you wouldn't pick Columbine if it didn't have a big tragedy there, would you?
How are adult films already there?
Adult films are already in the mainstream. We mock them, we enjoy them,
them. No, but I'm talking about being in a documentary kind of arena where
we're pile driving. No,
are you we pile driving the same cafeteria where some kid got shot? That's never been done before.
I would be just so insulted by that if I was a student at that school.
Why?
Because,
I mean, what we're trying to do is
If my best friend was just blown away somewhere right by the area there, okay, and then you go and you're going to go spread your love, so do you say, I know exactly what you mean. I'm not a prude by any means. But if it was an adult school, I would understand. You're taking an adult issue where, you know, I mean, I'm not a prude and kids are already experiencing all that and everything else, but we do not need to aid in that, because it's going to be known that you're doing
that. What we want to do is heal the hate.
Heal it.
At
healing. Julius, yes, by getting psychological counseling, by
well,
being
first
friends.
Of all, they need some love at that school.
Well,
and
love, yeah, there's different ways to show love. There's called agape love, too, and I think that's much more pertinent in a high school arena than it is, you know what I mean?
What kind of love, ma'am?
Agape love, you know?
What's
like,
that?
Agape love, it's like just, you know, supportive, friendship.
Is that Spanish?
Yeah, I think it is.
I never heard of it.
Well, Phil, I want to make this point, Phil. I mean, what we're trying to do is spread a lot of love at a place where there is a lot of pain.
That's great.
And
you know what you should do?
I mean,
you should curtail.
What have you got planned?
You're spreading your love. You should curtail that. You should wear clothing.
No,
you shouldn't be in an area where one kid was there and the next thing you know, he's dead and his life is taken. How do you think the parents are going
to
feel
that?
I think
the best way to heal that is if
where a kid... How do you think going to feel to that?
Well, what I'm saying is I think where a kid had, you know, and I'm sorry, he got his head blown off or whatever... What would be a better place than to see the beautiful Amanda Cave with her beautiful butt right
but
in that area?
But you're making the assumption that people are going to think that's all beautiful.
Hey,
okay?
Man, I can tell
and
I can
I know
prove
you probably
to you.
Have hot sizzling films and all that, and that's great.
I got
and, you know,
Amanda Cave.
Me,
Amanda Cave is definitely hot. And
well,
so
that's
is
great. And you know, to tell you the truth, they really
Wait. Did you say where a kid had his head blown off, Amanda's going to have her butt?
Well, there'll be the pile driver, yeah.
I mean, right there,
what does that mean,
just do not deserve any more time on this radio.
No, ma'am. I'm saying the studs in this film each have at least
I'm not going to discredit the studness of this guy. It's probably are far beyond my even, you know, tangible ability. But what I'm saying is...
I'm saying 9.5 inches of love, man.
You're taking a very adult theme that's very insensitive to a lot of people.
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
I
really did not anticipate.
What we're saying here, Chris, is that this is a horrible, horrible thing.
Yes, sir, it is a horrible thing. We want to help heal that. And 9.5 inches of Steve Steele.
Marketing
and,
it, though.
Marketing,
that's what you want to heal it.
Marketing
you want to help
it,
heal it by marketing it. By getting your name on the print, by getting you out there in your new little company.
If people see our movie, they won't want to go shoot.
Why don't you pick Redondo Beach?
If people will see our movie, they won't want to go shoot no high school up.
The premise being that if people see your film, they're going to want to go to high school and screw in the cafeteria. Is that it?
Hey, I'll tell you what. You tell me, what would you rather had happen that day?
But it's not going to happen.
What's not going to happen?
It's not going to happen on a lunch table while lunch is going on.
Hey, man, if it's a choice between some guy pulling out a gun
it's not a choice.
And having Cindy's buns up in the air, I know what my answer is.
You know what? I encourage you to do this because I'd like to see how much flack.
Well, here's the thing. Good luck getting permission from the school.
No doubt.
I'm not using the name of the school. I'm satirizing it. I'm calling it Column Bone.
If you're going to be at the school in the cafeteria,
you want to shoot it at the school.
I like that. Shoot it at the school, man. That's what we're going to do.
You're just a sick person.
Jesus, man. I mean, get your...
borderline pedophile.
What are you talking... Oh, okay. So start saying that I'm a child molester because you don't agree with my art.
No, I'm just saying how can a person with no idea take it and go into a juvenile arena?
I got you, ma'am. Thank you for calling. I got to go to another phone call. Sarasota on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you hear me all right?
Can hear you fine.
Okay, great. I just want to make a couple of comments. First of all, I'd like to say this gentleman is probably the most optimistic person I've ever heard on a radio.
Well, I mean, I try to be. I mean.
Well, second thing I'd like to tell you is I'll give you 1,000-to-1 odds on a $100 bet that school turns you down.
I would agree with that, Chris.
Cold hard facts. Third thing, number one, if you're spreading love, you don't even understand that an adult film is nothing but lust or sex. It doesn't have a thing to do with love.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. Not and huge enterprises. We have love in our films.
No, you don't.
Those
people don't love one another that make the films, and I'm an advocate of it. I watch them. I'll tell you that right now. But the other thing is, you're telling everybody that basically if you watch this film, you're going to want to go spread love in the school instead of going into school and shooting it. Number one, the people that run adult films are usually over 18. The kids that did that shooting are a hell of a lot younger.
What would be wrong then? Okay, man, I mean, bring it on. If the teachers want to go spread a little, you know, butt love or something.
I don't think the teachers shot anybody.
The teachers didn't shoot anybody.
No, but you're saying the people who watch it. You're saying the people
kids
watch it.
Well,
but you're saying the people who watch it are adults. So if some teachers see Column Bone and then they want to go do a little love spreading, what's wrong with that?
The teachers aren't going to be banging each other in school,
Hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry. My guest is Chris Norton, who goes by the stage name of Christopher Woodman. He is an adult film producer, director, and he is planning a film that he hopes will promote healing at Columbine and in the town of Littleton. He's proposing an adult film with a Columbine theme. The actors will wear trench coats as they walk into Columbine. He wants to film this at Columbine. The film is called Columbone, Let the Healing Begin, and features some big names in the adult film business. Steve Steele, Amanda Cave, Cindy, Christopher Woodman, John Ass Explorer, Ray Spelunker, and Dreamweaver. And none of these people have ever heard of Mr. Norton, which is not to say that they're not adequate performers in their field. What is the plot? And let's forget about the insensitivity of this, because I think you're a man who wants to do well and do right. You recognize people's anger?
Mr. Henry, I'm just trying to do something revolutionary in the adult film business. I think adult films have gotten very stale, and I'm trying to do something that's going to be completely revolutionary. Okay.
Filming an adult film where a mass murder took place.
Well, I mean, the...
What's the plot? Give me the plot outline.
Basically, the Love Warriors invade Columbine, and that the Love Warriors are Steve Steele, Amanda Cave, and Cindy. I play one of the teachers, as does Dreamweaver, and we come in to the school, and we start spreading our love. And the kids at first are scared because they think we're coming in to kill them and shoot them and blow their brains all over the place, right? But instead, we start with some very, very hot action in the library, some very hot action on the floor of the cafeteria, and on some of the very same tables where some of them kids was shot. Only now, we've invaded with our love and our love guns. I play a teacher. Dreamweaver plays a teacher. We look around the corner, and the other kids are around the corner.
Do you have underage actors in this thing?
No, sir, we do not. We have actors that are of age playing underage.
So you have adult porn actors playing like they're teenagers?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
And they look around the corner and they say, oh, wow, all they're doing is pile driving and ass banging, so let's take part. And all the kids come dancing out, and everybody...
And everybody screws. Buddy, you got guts.
Well, I mean, what I'm trying...
You really got guts. I got to hand it to you. Let me go back to my gentleman in Sarasota. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, there's one thing different between guts and somebody that thinks he's a marketing genius and he's on the verge of a gigantic flop.
This is true.
Okay?
You know something? No pain, no gain, man.
That's true in certain circumstances, but I'd like to give you one friendly piece of advice, and then I have to go.
Okay.
When you walk in here and talk to the school board... Make sure that there's none of those parents anywhere around. Wear a flak jacket, because I think the principal is going to pull a gun out and shoot you himself.
Why?
And number three, I'd stand at least 10 feet away from him when you tell him what your idea, concept, and theory is. I think they're going to put you in a straitjacket and lock you up.
Well, I don't understand why. Because
if you don't understand why, what this gentleman said about make sure there's no parents around, they're going to be a little pissed, okay?
We're not making fun of their kid getting shot. I'm just trying to spread love. Why would they shoot at me on account of that?
Okay. San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes. I haven't heard the whole show. My husband just handed me the phone. But basically, I think that the students were, in their sort of mind, were thinking this would be what was going to happen anyway.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Could you repeat that, ma'am?
I believe the students, that they said that they wanted this to happen to begin with anyway, at the end. They want to be glorified.
What do you mean?
They were thinking that they would be glorified by the media.
So in other words, with this movie that you're making, Chris, aren't you glorifying them?
No, I'm not glorifying them.
Well, in their mind,
I'm completely turning around what they did. I'm spreading love, and you know, interesting positions. Okay, that's what I'm doing, and you need to see that.
What do you mean interesting positions?
Well, I mean, the sexuality that we're spreading. We're spreading love and sexuality.
Well, can I say one thing? I think there's a thin line when you're saying it's going to be a documentary. It may be a propaganda in your eyes. And I'm saying it's going to be a propaganda film. It may be a documentary. So, I mean, your way of seeing things may be different than someone else's.
How's it going to be propaganda? What happens in the movie is totally different than what happened in real life. At Columbone University, the Love Gun comes in, and all the kids come out and join in the Love Gun. Sexual healing is needed in Littleton, and I can bring it. I mean, I can bring it, okay? You know, you've heard of Randy Johnson. I bring the heat, you know?
You there, ma'am?
Yes.
Do you have any other comment?
Well, I think that's the wrong way to go about it. I really do. I think there could be a more constructive way to do a film. Maybe show what led up to the
students
having them.
And then have the sexual healing. Right.
I don't think sexual healing has anything to do with it.
The whole idea that the kids are scared.
I think it's moral healing. I mean, it has nothing to do with sex, and you're trying to bring sex into it.
No, we're bringing in sexual love and love sex.
But
okay?
That has nothing to do with what happened at Columbine.
And bringing the heat, you know.
That lady just hung up. She's having a...
Yeah, she don't get it.
Well, I don't get it either, okay? I don't want you to think that I'm getting it.
Well, she just don't get it. You get how it's genius, don't you?
No, I don't get how it's genius. Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this guy thinks that this is a brilliant idea. He's totally uncreative. All he's doing is using the school's name and using the school to get money.
When's the last time that anybody has had an adult film made at a place where somebody got their brains blown out?
You know what?
Okay, never. The answer
you say
that
you're doing
never.
It to spread love. That's not love. I mean, you can do it in so many other ways. That's just, I think you're sick.
Why is it sick? I mean, what I'm trying to do is...
You fail to recognize that there's going to be parents that are upset. The school board... The guy said it in Sarasota, man. You go to the school board and say, hi, I'd like to film an adult film in the very cafeteria where the kids were shot, and I'm going to call it Columbone. Let the healing begin.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Good luck.
Okay, you know something, baby? When it comes time for me to open the cash register, I hope you ain't hanging around wanting a handout.
No, thank you. I'd like to get my money decently.
Decently?
Yes.
Like you don't, like your boyfriend doesn't have you run into the store and pick up a couple of
ass busters. I'm sure he does, and I'm sure he sees porno, and I don't see anything wrong with porno.
No, I'm saying doesn't he have you run in and pick up Anal Intruders 3 or something like that?
I'm sorry?
Doesn't he have you run in and buy one or rent one?
No. He doesn't have to make me run in.
You don't run in with him on a Friday night?
That's not the issue. I mean, this is, like, completely irrelevant. The thing is that you're using the school in its name just to make money, and I think that's wrong. I mean, don't you have consideration towards the people who suffered because of this?
What?
Who's breathing so hard? Is that you?
Is that you, Chris?
Yes, sir. What, that I'm breathing? What, now I'm not supposed to breathe?
It seems like he's touching himself while he's talking.
So in other words, I'm not supposed to breathe now. Okay, thank you. Look, when I'm depressed, Cindy's milky plump boobs always make me feel better, and I think they can make a lot of people feel better. Including you, ma'am.
No, definitely not.
Okay, it sounds like you have a scuba tank on.
Buy this kind of movie.
Right.
Maybe just sick people.
Oh, here we go again. You've never seen porno.
No, but its purpose is, like, completely wrong.
Oh.
I think it's wrong.
Well, what else is your boyfriend supposed to do?
I just think you're sick.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. Rio Medina on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
How could you be sad with a couple of triple D's in your face?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yes. First of all, would you ask this idiot to stop breathing in
Back away
microphone?
From your phone. Back away from your phone, please, Chris.
I'm sorry. I do have a nasal condition. I'm sorry.
This guy has a lot of conditions, none of which could be helped by medical attention. This guy needs to be put away. This is the sickest garbage I have ever heard on a radio. And
shame on him for being allowed to
say these things on your show. Shame on the radio station for giving him a forum to talk about his garbage.
Well, we thought it was a very strange concept. This guy feels he's doing right.
I am doing right, and I'm going to try to help the healing to begin.
Oh, This guy needs to be put away.
And if you can't find anything
better to put on your radio show, shame on you.
When Columbone hits direct-to-video...
I don't want to hear this guy, okay? I'm just going to hang up because I don't want
to
hear anything he says. Thank you.
Well, okay, then you don't get the discount. I was going to give away coupons to everybody.
Well, I don't think she wanted a discount, okay? Centerville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, just a couple comments. Hey, great advertising for this guy. I don't know if he should be an advertiser or work as a press secretary for President Clinton with all that spin he's doing.
Are you still there, sir? Centerville? I can hear him there. I guess he got scared all of a sudden. Is Centerville there?
Okay,
he freaked out. Chris, you know what, man? You're going to find out when you walk in front of that school board and...
Wait a second. When you say I walk in front of the school board and I ask them if I can use their school for Columbine, okay, I mean...
Well, what are you going to say to the principal and the school board? Can I use your school to do a porno film called Columbine? What are you going to say to those people that have been through enough?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come in with Cindy... And with Amanda Cave, and they get a look at those triple Ds.
Yeah, okay, there you go, pal. That's the genius move. Bring on Cindy and give the school board a gander at her triple Ds.
What, you telling me that's not going to work?
Dude, they educate kids, okay? They don't understand and they don't get it where you're coming from. The guy's right. You're going to be put in a straitjacket.
Okay, what do I do with these gift certificates for the...
Are these for the film?
Yeah.
I'll put you on hold with Mike and he can... Do you want some of these, Mike? Okay, we got takers, so hold on for a second. Jesus, Schaefer. 1-800-4... A couple for me. Just two. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here. I'm Phil Henry, your host. And in any event, so we just gave some sick bastard some idea. You know what? It's going to happen. Guaranteed. It will happen. So anyways, I mentioned I'm at my house anyway, free to watch television. So I was watching Silkwood last night, and I was thinking, God, you remember when people cared about nuclear power like it was a big thing? No nukes? Are you guys old enough for that? You are, Jeff. You ain't, though. My little punk engineer here, Craig Taylor, he don't remember nothing, man. Back then, he was waddling around. He had two fingers in his mouth. Hadn't yet figured out the thumb thing. And, well, it was a no-nukes thing, and that was a big deal, right? Nuclear energy, nobody cares anymore. I say, bring it on. And back then, I kind of cared. It's like I wasn't quite sure what to think about the whole thing. San Onofre, whatever, you know, this nuclear power. People tell me it's poison. Get it out of here. Let's go back to hydroelectric. And I wanted to care, but you know what? All I gave a crap about is just turning the lights on. So I'm watching this Silkwood last night, which came out about that time, about 83, you know? And it was about Karen Silkwood, who was a nuclear power plant worker, and she discovered some irregularities or some bull crap, and she got exposed to plutonium so many times that she, you know, she was glowing or driving home from work, and she's on her way to meet a New York Times writer, apparently, and she had enough meth. She had, like, quaaludes in her blood system, in her bloodstream, and alcohol, and they think it was a one-car accident, but they aren't sure. They thought maybe somebody killed her because she had some information about all. It was a big, big thing. The New York Times is going to write an article about this Kerr McGee, this nuclear facility in Oklahoma, and guess what? Nobody gives a crap anymore. And there's Cher, and she's playing a lesbian, and her teeth were crooked. You talk about an old movie. You talk about stuff that nobody cares about anymore. Cher was... Nah, I'm kidding, Cher. I do. Kurt Russell, though, I don't care whether I see him again. Craig T. Nelson playing the same asshole that he played on Coach. You notice that Craig T. Nelson is the same guy, but he just turns it one way he's an asshole, another time he's a nice guy in Poltergeist, you know? And how does he do it? Into the distance, ribbon of black. This is Craig T. Nelson. Stretch to the point of no turning back. Fly to fancy on a windswept. Sense is real. Fatal attraction is holding me fast. How can I escape its irresistible grasp? Can't keep my eyes.
alligator to find my way home. Unladen empty and turned to stone. A soul in tension, it's learning to fly. Condition grounded, but determined to try. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound misplaced eye.
Pushing on, set. Mixtures bridge. Propellers forward. Flaps set.
Sensation.